settled down? Thank you very much, ma'am. Welcome to the panel. This is the panel, members of Portfolio Committee on Communication. Just tell us about yourself in 2 minutes, and then members will ask questions. You will have to share with members 3 minutes. The questions and your answers will be combined into 3 minutes, but each member will manage his or her time together with you. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you. My name is Dawn Earth. I am 55 years old. I am a chartered accountant. The experience I've had is in corporate. I have had no experience in public entities. And I have, the experience I have is being a CFO, a financial director. I have been members and an invitee to many board committees, as well as Social and Ethics Committee, Audit and Risk Committees, and Remuneration and Nomination Committees. Thank you.
Honourable Tseti, you can start. Good afternoon, ma'am. What does the SABC stand to benefit from broadband environment?
Thank you, Honourable Member. I must say, when I prepared for this interview, I had to investigate and understand what it meant. And on YouTube, there's a very nice little video that the SABC put in. It's a few minutes, and it explains it extremely well. And I think it's really to, my understanding is it's to get to a broader community and to get the message to areas where currently it is difficult to get to and increase the audience and obviously the revenue, etc., from the advertisers, etc.
As a board member, can you market the SABC to South Africans who think everything that happens in the organization is negative? Can you market it?
Well, I think if you just have a look at the mandate, or one of the mandates of the board, and if you have a look, and I wrote it down here because I thought this really resonated with me. It says here, ours is not just a job, it is a calling to ensure that the average and everyone in our nation is informed, educated, and entertained. I mean, that's a really important message. I don't think that will change and it'll just be tweaked. That's really, really important. And also the very important thing, what resonated with me as well, is the hashtag is take the next step. So I think I think anything, you know, it's from the top. It's very important as a board member to show the stakeholders that, you know, as a board, we need the right culture. You need to show ethics, values, and integrity. And if we lead with that, I think it will help.
Well, what's your view on the debate which suggests that the role of the executive directors in the board need to be reviewed?
I think it's a fine line because as a board, you are an independent board and you need to keep that, I don't want to say distance, but that separation and independence from the board. But it's really important that as a board, you are there for the executive directors, for guidance and when they need advice. We can't, as a board, you can't interfere on the day-to-day running of the entity, but you should be there for if they need assistance or help.
We can you try and address a notion as a way of changing people's mindset, which says the SABC is about television and care less about the radio version of the SABC?
I'm not an expert, but the world is changing, and I don't think, in my view, the SABC is just about television. They have gone into other areas, and you know, with younger people, etc., you need to have a look at what I don't know what it's called, but what mode of communication they prefer. It's changing the whole time, and I think the SABC does need to keep up with changing times.
What is the current state of affairs regarding the relationship between the SABC and the regulator, ICASA? And if appointed, how do you see yourself assisting in improving that relationship?
I think it takes years to build up trust, and trust can be destroyed in 1 or 2 seconds. So I think they should start with having a look and how to build up that trust relationship again. And with any trust relationship, it's all about communication. You know, you need to start afresh and say, okay, what is done is done. How are we going to work together going forward?
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Tzedek. I will jump to Honorable Van Dam, Lozi, and Madisha.
Thanks, Chair. Just to check, I still have 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
5 minutes, okay, cool. Ms. Earp, thank you very much for making yourself available. I see you've got a pretty extensive CV with lots of experience as a CA. You don't really have much broadcasting experience, as you said at the beginning. What is it that you'd like to contribute to the SABC? I mean, we've had 2 other CAs appear before us. What unique skill are you bringing that perhaps nobody else would be able to offer?
I don't know who else has applied as a CA, but what I can bring is experience. I think it's sad to say, but every business has the same issues. It's just different faces and different names. So it's that experience that I have.
You've had someone with experience, with lots of experience. What are you bringing besides experience and the skill that you have? I mean, what unique characteristic are you bringing as a candidate?
Okay, I think, I'm not sure if it's unique, but what I have been through, and that is I have learned that you absolutely need courage in the boardroom. You need courage to say yes, and you need courage to say no, and you need courage to say when you have made the wrong decision. And what I've also learned over the years is that you need transparency. As a board, you shouldn't have any surprises. Your stakeholders are key to your function. That is why you're there. And it's really important that as a board you realize what your role is and why you're there, to really do that link between the organization and the stakeholder.
What do you think is the biggest problem facing the SABC? And if you were on the board, how would you solve that problem?
I think it's the culture. We need to, as a board, we need to reinstitute that culture. What is the SABC all about? And really, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but again, it's to make sure that as board members, we trust each other and we're willing to be open and communicate to each other and make sure that we are here for a special role, and it's to ensure that we do that mandate for the SABC and ensure that the governance and the transparency, etc., is implemented.
The SABC's editorial policy is currently out for public comments. Looking at that policy, what do you think should be amended?
I can't remember. I did read about it. Is that where you can change who the editor, what the editor is, and say what is in? Is that the policy? I do apologize.
It's the editorial policy. So it's the policy that the
on
SABC uses about making editorial decisions.
Okay. So I think you know, the main thing there is just to ensure that it stays. Where you do have the ability to get out to your audience, okay? Also, things change, so it's very difficult to, in my mind, to state that this is the ratio and the percentage of content in the programs that you do. So I think at the stage things change, and where we are at the moment is important to relook at it and say when it was first put out, we're in a different situation in the broadcasting area, and now things have changed, so we need to have a look at it.
Right. Do you believe that the top management of the corporation should be involved in making editorial decisions?
I think they should give some guidelines, but definitely not the detail. So as long as it's in within the mandate and the strategy and the guidelines that the board has set, then I do not think the board should get involved in the day-to-day decisions.
Honorable Lose and Honorable Mandish. Honorable Lose and Honorable Mandish.
Hello. What is your view on Pan-Africanism in relation to the SABC's content?
I think we all from the African continent. I think everyone is different, and if I understand what the SABC is all about, is to ensure that we get different views, different cultures, and try and extend what we as South Africans can do to benefit the rest of South Africa.
No, there's a view that we must be Pan-African, that we are not at the moment, that much of what is played on the SABC, much of the content in relation to productions in music, all of entertainment and the creative industries is not Pan-African. What is your view on that? So the idea is that it must be Pan-African.
Sorry, I apologize. Personally, I think that is a good way to go, is to be Pan-African.
Why?
Because as South Africans, we have got so much to give to the rest of Africa.
Do you watch the SABC?
I do.
Okay, what's your favorite program?
I watch the news.
Oh, your favorite program is the news?
Yes, I'm an accountant. Boring.
I see. So, okay. Here, you've got a very great role you played in Anglo-American to register and list in the London Stock of Exchange. That move is associated with capital flight. But it's also associated, at least in relation to the recent revelations in the mining industry, with a lot of aggressive tax avoidance in relation to this continent and the activities of Anglo-American across. Do you think it was a good move?
Yes, I do. I think we, as South Africans, did benefit a lot from that move. We expanded a lot of our industry knowledge, and what we learned from the rest of the world has assisted in the mining technology, etc., in South Africa.
Registering in London made you get technology?
I think, I'm not saying it's just London, there's a lot
of... What is the benefit of taking capital from South Africa and putting it in London? How is that a technological development?
No, I don't believe that that merger resulted in capital moving from South Africa to London. I think it was a merger of two companies, and both South Africa as well as the rest of the world did benefit from that merger. There was a lot of expansion as a result of the merger of Minorca and Anglo-American.
Okay, final questions. There's a big problem of funding in the SABC. At the moment, the SABC is asking the government to bail it out at about 2 billion rands. The amount, I think, is still debatable, but how would you improve SABC's financial standing? Would you go register it in the London Stock Exchange?
I don't think that's a fair question, and no, I wouldn't, because I don't know enough about SABC to make that comment. I would have a look at its current assets to ensure that the current assets are generating sufficient cash flow to fund...
So at the moment, you actually haven't asked yourself before you got here the question of...
Yes, I actually have.
Funding.
Okay. I have.
How would you improve the funding of...
answering that. So the first thing I'd do is I'd have a look at the current assets to see if those are core assets to SABC's business. If not, I would exit those or sell them.
Like?
I don't know. If you have a look at the current public information, it's not sufficient for that decision to be made.
Which information did you look at?
So what I had a look at is the annual report, some of the financial statements, and some reports on the web, etc.
Okay, so one of the things which is called the SABC is that it gives people free access, in a way, to television services and radio services. So they've got access to information. It's important for a public broadcaster if we have a population that doesn't get access to information. It's a bit difficult in a democracy. So a lot of people say, no, we must actually charge TV licenses, improve that, in order to gain a lot of money for the SABC. What is your take on that? And most of them say, you know, we should borrow from DSTV in the ways in which it collects money, you know, for DSTV. So what's your view? That's one of the brilliant ideas everyone has been talking about, not assets that we don't know. So what is your view on that?
So my view on TV last...
That's a time up after you have... responded. Just respond and then that's it.
So to answer that question in a few minutes without all the facts, I'm just saying my view is I don't think a TV license should be charged. And before I actually would make that final decision, I have no idea what the collection fee is to get a TV license. So I'm not sure what the bottom line is. So yes, the revenue may look good that we're getting TV licenses, but what is the actual cost of collecting that TV license, and what is it actually benefiting the community of getting that?
Thank you very much, Madam Notisha.
Thank you, Chair. Madam, apart from, you know, going through your CV, one has checked the work that you have done in the Chamber of Mines in Teba as well, and what you're doing in Ekurhuleni, okay? And therefore, one would say, it's okay. You will be able to contribute when it comes to the issue that we are faced with of mismanagement of funds there at the SABC. But then we have a problem. Rather, let me say I have a problem around the area of your not having gone through training, studying in communication, in broadcasting, etc., etc. Do you think you'll be able to survive? Yes, financially, you will be able to do something, but then this other area which one believes is a center, I think it may be a problem unless you say something otherwise.
I do not have that experience, I do agree. But the principles of being on the board and running the business, it's very similar, does not matter which industry you're in. Those basic principles of diversity of opinion, listening to what people have to say, understanding the issues, understanding the strategy, understanding the risk around that strategy. It's a universal language, if I could say. And I don't have experience on the SABC or that type of business.
So as a sequel to that, one then should draw a conclusion that you don't know or understand as of now the role that the board itself has got to play in the running of SABC. It's a question of you being taken through some bit of studying, etc.
No, I don't agree with that comment.
Okay.
You know, a board has a mandate, okay? It has certain things that it has to do. I do not know anything about journalism and that, but that's why we have executive directors. You know, they are the specialists. A board can't have groupthink. You need different people on the board. So I'm assuming that there will be specialists in the communication part of the board. So we can't all have exactly the same skills.
I see. There is a reality at the moment in the country. Well, the point that you have just raised, obviously, needs to be gone into, okay? Now, there is a reality in the country at the moment that, you know, when it comes to the political competition, the same happens there, where you'll have other people pushing whatever political direction they so want. And that has created problems there. What are you going to do with that?
One should still be true to what the whole purpose. It's a really noble thing that the SABC is doing. Yes, you will have politics, but we need to work as a team, as a board, that we will overcome that and ensure that we stick to what we need and what the stakeholders require. It's a really important role, the SABC Board of Directors. You have influence on millions of people that you need to ensure that you have the right goal, strategy, and ethics to ensure that they are well informed, well educated, and correctly entertained.
Thank you very much. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Honorable Davis.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Ms. Earp, for making yourself available. We certainly need people with financial skills on the SABC board, but you've got no broadcasting experience, as you admitted right at the beginning, and you haven't really demonstrated a real passion for broadcasting so far in this interview. So what motivated you to accept nomination to the board of the SABC in that case?
I've been through a career of commerce. Okay, I have now decided that I am not going to be involved in the private sector anymore. I would like to get more involved in the public sector. So there is a broad range of entities out there that I could get involved. But having a look and having seeing what the SABC's potential and what they are doing and what they can do, I don't think there are many state entities that have that key that can unlock the future of South Africa going forward. And that's the reason why I like the SABC in particular.
Thanks. You mentioned in your answer to the previous question from Honourable Madisha, that the board needs to do what the stakeholder requires. Can you elaborate on that? Can you tell us who you think the stakeholder is, the shareholder is in this case, and what you mean by doing what they require?
I didn't say the shareholder, I said the stakeholders, okay? So in my mind, the stakeholder or the shareholder is only one of the stakeholders. There are many stakeholders involved that we need to make sure, or the board has to make sure, that they listen to what the stakeholders want. It will be, for example, the employees of SABC. It is the advertisers of SABC. It's the community that SAPC gets their message across. It's the regulator. It's the funders. There's many, many stakeholders, and it's not just the shareholder.
Thank you. Being an SAPC board member, as we've seen from recent history, requires a great deal of bravery and courage. Have you ever been in a position where you've had to take a stand for a principle that you believed in? And can you tell us about that experience and what the issue was that you took a stand on and how you got through that process? Thank you.
Yes. A lot of companies do have disruptive events, and a disruptive event in particular will tell you the courage of the executive and the board and how they treat and how they deal with a disruptive event. When a disruptive event normally happens, and the experience I've had is everyone wants to just exit the person or the people involved, and that seems to be, or purge, I think is the correct word to use, and that's the easy way out. You know, when there's a disruptive event, it's really important to step back, look at the facts, and make a decision on what you as an individual and what your collective board sees, and have the courage there to say yes or no. So I have been involved in a disruptive event where a fair amount of assets were lost. The company nearly closed down. We had to go to our shareholders, ask for a huge amount of funds. We had to go to the different banks to ensure that they did not withdraw their funds. And again, the whole thing about this was we communicated, we were transparent, and from that, and we made sure that going forward, there were no surprises. All the stakeholders, including the board, etc., knew if there was a challenge. Because things are never going to, you can have a disruptive event, doesn't mean that you're never going to have one again, and you have little blips going forward. So it's, for me, that is what was important.
Thank you very much, Honorable Teddy. You started. Honorable Telasha.
No, I'm still chairperson. I don't have a question. Thank you.
Honorable Kongbele.
Just one question. I assume that you know the challenges of SABC. Probably you can share with us as you understand them. But I'm more curious to check if what is your understanding of the concept performance information.
I'm not sure if I understand your question. The challenges of reading the public, I'm not sure if I understand what you say, the concept of performance. I apologize.
Your knowledge of the concept of performance, your understanding of the concept performance information in management.
So, again, it's important that the board has this strategy. And it's fine to have a strategy, but if you're not managing it, you're not checking the performance, and you're not implementing that strategy, it doesn't really matter. So a strategy can be done, put in the drawer, and if no one manages it or measures it, it's not going to happen. So the performance depends on what you're trying to implement.
So that's your understanding of performance information?
Yes. So
it's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, sorry.
Sir, are you done? Yeah. Honorable Kalago.
Thank you, Chair. I'm covered. Yeah, I have no question.
You can donate that to Honorable Luz. The end was up.
Okay, I have two concerns. Your answer to why you are agreeing to be nominated to serve in the SABC board is that you're tired or you've been in the private sector for a while and now you think you can come to the public sector. Am I correct?
Yes.
So why don't you just go to any other public entity? Why the SABC?
Because of the impact it can have on our fellow South Africans. There aren't many other entities that we can have such a broad impact. And for me, that's really, really important.
Well, there's entities that distribute social grants, for instance, have a lot of impact on our people. Why must we put you in the SABC? You have demonstrated very little understanding of what it does, or less passion about what broadcasting is about. I'm giving you an opportunity to tell us why shouldn't we recommend you to SASSA, for instance, because you want things that have impact on people that are in the public sector. Why the SABC?
Can you switch it off? And that's the last question.
SASSA is after the event. SABC can influence and improve the education, inform our country, and SASSA can't do that. We can get to the SABC can get to so many people so quickly and get the message across to them and have a huge influence and entertain individuals.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, questions were fired, if I can, to you. Now it's your turn to fire back. Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily firing back, but just if you have a question to members, it's your opportunity to do that.
I suppose it's not really a question, Honourable Chair, it's more a statement. I suppose whoever this committee recommends as a board of directors, the important thing is this is such an important role to ensure that the different diversity of individuals and knowledge is in the 12 or directors that is appointed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Can we get the next one? That will be Krishnaidu.